Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now at 6. One person is dead. 4 others are hurt after a shooting outside a local business. You're looking live at that scene right now on your left. And people are out of their homes this morning after a fire burns townhomes in Raleigh.
All is quiet right now across North Carolina, but this disturbance to the west will bring rain. Coming up, the timeline, we can see showers.
And what a new report from Raleigh police is expected to tell us about an officer-involved shooting.
We are back here on your Monday morning to get you caught up on everything you need to know from over the weekend. It was a busy weekend this weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Monday here. Dreamville wrapped up. That was a big, big weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Some kids are back to school. Mm-hmm. There's a large contingent that are on spring break right now. But Peter Shearwood in for Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at our live cam network right now.
And for the kids heading to school today, you're going to need the jackets out the door. We're looking live at Chapel Hill at Franklin Street. All is quiet for this morning. We are seeing mostly clear conditions, and clouds are going to continue to build in, especially for the lunch hour. We will be dry for the first half of the day, but rain will build in, especially to the west around 3. Growing for the triangle around 5 and 6 and likely to turn scattered out in nature as we head into tonight. Rain chances will diminish by the time we head into tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, out the door, all should be quiet. It's currently 46 degrees in Raleigh and Durham. Chilly out there in Roxborough at 36 and 49 in Clinton. Come this afternoon, temperatures are going to warm up into the 70s, so we'll be trading out those jackets for the umbrella later today with a high temperature of 73. Coming up, we're going to explain our rain chance as we head into the middle and end of the week and tell you why it'll turn unsettled.
All right, 6:02 right now, PETA. Let's take a look at this crash that I'm following in southern Wake County on 1010 Road at Highmore Trail. A report of a crash with injuries. This is not too far from Rand Road, and we are seeing some delays there, especially on that westbound side of 1010 Road, heading away from Crowder Road back toward Rand Road and on toward Old Stage Road. We're watching the sensors there. I'll let you know how that's developing. Also, still watching this crash on the Beltline on 440 westbound around Western Boulevard, but it looks like the delays have eased up nicely through that area. Around the rest of the triangle right now, our major routes are all clear. No crashes reported in Durham at the moment.
We're following breaking news this morning. One person is dead. 4 others are hurt after a shooting outside a local business. Police were called to the Velux Hookah Lounge on Yadkin Road in Fayetteville. This was just before 11 last night. They spent all night at that scene, and Michael Grace has been there with them, and he joins us now from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. Actually, just spoke with one of the investigators who told me they are done with their investigation here at the crime scene. The last police car just left the parking lot. But I want to get you to some video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of what this scene looked like earlier in the night. This is around 2:30 in the morning, and the entire parking lot here at Lake Valley Plaza was blocked off because there was a lot of evidence to go through. Number of evidence markers in the parking lot, bullet casings next to those evidence markers. They also had a tow truck take out a number of these cars that had their windows shot out as more evidence. And we know that this all started from some sort of fight that was inside the Hookah Lounge, and then the shooting happened in the parking lot. Again, one person dead, 4 others injured, one of them in critical condition. What we're still asking investigators is who is responsible for the shooting and if they have anybody in custody at this time. Live in Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Also following breaking news out of Raleigh, where police are investigating an early morning fire at the Oak Park West townhomes. Officers say flames broke out around 1 a.m. at the complex on Sharp Drive. They say those flames caused heavy damage to several units. We're working to learn how many people were forced out. No one was hurt. Investigators say they're looking into the cause of the fire, and they told us that they don't think this is arson, but they are looking at every factor.
And today we'll learn more about the man shot and killed by Raleigh police near Ligon Magnet Middle School. Officers are expected to release their 5-day report on the shooting. WRAL's Naya Harden is live with what this report could reveal about last week's encounter that sent the school into lockdown. Good morning, Naya.
Good morning, Michelle. This 5-day report could reveal a timeline of what happened moments before that shooting occurred when those officers shot and killed that man, so we can learn what happened and possibly learn the shooter's name. Raleigh police say that a man fired several shots at them and others last Monday morning. This was near Ligon Magnet Middle and Rock Quarry Road. The shots hitting cars as well as two police vehicles. In all, police say the gunman fired five shots. Thankfully, no one else was hurt. Once the report is released, we'll make sure to pass that along through WRAL and our news app. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Happening today, former President Donald Trump is set to arrive in New York City ahead of his arraignment on criminal charges. Trump is expected to fly in from his Florida estate today and spend the night at his home in Trump Tower. He says he will then surrender voluntarily tomorrow morning for his first court appearance. Sources tell NBC News he faces more than 30 counts linked to business fraud. We don't know exactly what they are, but we'll find out when the grand jury's indictment is unsealed tomorrow. We do know the charges stem from an alleged hush money payment in 2016 to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Trump plans to speak after his arraignment.
And security is ramping up at the courtroom where former President Trump is expected to appear tomorrow. Police are putting up barricades and road closures are expected. While Trump has called for protests, it's unclear if people will show up. The former president's advisors say if the case goes to trial, they are concerned whether it will be fair. His lawyers have not asked for a change of venue yet and are waiting to see the charges before they make any decision. And coming up this morning on Today, NBC legal analyst Danny Savalos breaks down what the charges could look like.
If the Manhattan DA's indictment is based only on the Stormy Daniels hush money payments, then that case is the weakest of the other cases surrounding President Trump right now. And that includes the Mar-a-Lago documents case and the potential criminal investigation in Georgia.
A live report from Manhattan is coming up this morning on Today, starting at 7 o'clock right here on WREL.
Tonight, Durham City Council is expected to vote on whether to censure Councilwoman Monique Holsey-Hyman. Holsey-Hyman is accused of telling a developer she would support the project if they donated to her campaign. She's also accused of having a city staffer do campaign-related work for her. The allegations have led to high tension among city council, including a screaming match between Councilwoman Deidreana Freeman and Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton at a city council work session in March. Councilman Leonardo Williams released a statement last night saying, in part, quote, "Our city and its council cannot heal with impulsion and anger as the cure. We can do so with cooperation, compassion, and care." Tonight's council meeting gets started at 7. In our next half hour, WRAL's Laura Levine will join us with more about what's expected tonight.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, oil prices surging this morning following OPEC's surprise decision over the weekend to slash oil production by 1 million barrels a day. So what does this mean as you pull up to the pump in the next few weeks and months? Well, let's take a look at the national average according to AAA. Right now, the national average is $3.51. Here in North Carolina, that average really is down a little bit at $3.36. Of course, the President Biden and the U.S. officials have been urging oil producers to put out more oil to slash inflation. That's not going to happen right now. We'll keep you updated on these numbers here in the WRAL Live Center.
All right. Thank you, Ken. People across the Midwest and South are joining together to help each other after deadly tornadoes ripped communities apart over the weekend. Powerful storms destroyed homes and businesses across several states, leaving at least 32 people dead. President Joe Biden issued a major disaster declaration in Arkansas, pledging federal aid for recovery efforts. People who survived the storm are left in disbelief.
The store's gone. Post office. And all them houses, I didn't know them trees was laying over here. I didn't know how close they come to killing me.
The National Weather Service is still investigating how many tornadoes touched down. They've received reports of as many as 50 across 7 states. And one of those states is Delaware. And we're getting a new look at the damage this morning. First responders say one person died when a house collapsed in the storm Saturday night in the southern part of the state. At least 4 other homes were damaged. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, how people from North Carolina are helping in the storm's aftermath.
NCAA men's basketball national champions will be crowned tonight. San Diego State looking for its first championship, playing UConn. The Aztecs advanced to the final with a buzzer-beating win over Florida Atlantic Saturday night. UConn will be trying to win its fifth national championship, first since 2014. The Huskies got a convincing win over Miami on Saturday night to get to the title game. Tip-off is at 9:20 tonight.
And basketball fans are weighing in on this viral moment between two of the game's star players. Angel Reese of LSU hit the "you can't see me" and pointed to her ring finger during last night's championship game against Iowa's Caitlin Clark. There it is again. Clark did the same exact thing, though, earlier in the tournament. LSU defeated Iowa to win their title. Oh, boy.
Back and forth they go, huh?
Yeah.
North Carolina has joined the fight to stop two airlines from merging. Why the state's attorney general is stepping in to try to block that deal.
And Dick's Park is reopening to the public today after a huge weekend for music lovers. Tens of thousands are leaving with memories to last a lifetime after the Dreamville Festival.
And it's going to be a warmer day. We have temperatures climbing into the 70s. We will be dry for the first half of the day and rain will move in. Temperatures will warm up into the 80s for the week. And notice this unsettled pattern building back in. Coming up, I'm going to explain our rain chances as we head through our next 7 days.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back, everyone. We're seeing chilly conditions this morning and mostly clear skies. This is a live look in Fayetteville. All is quiet out the door. We have temperatures that are in the 40s in some spots and it's dry. Come this afternoon, especially for this evening, our rain chances are going to pick up. We're looking at a 40% chance by 7 p.m. and rain will gradually clear out in the overnight hours. It's currently 47 degrees in Fayetteville, 46 in Raleigh and Durham. Our temperatures for this afternoon will be warmer compared to yesterday, heading to 68 degrees by 1 p.m. and then 73 for the high. If the kids are home from sports, for spring break, get them out early. It's going to be a nice one, especially this afternoon.
614 PETA, we are still watching this crash on the southern side of Wake County, south of Garner on 1010 Road at Highmore Trail. That's between Crowder Road and Rand Road. Still seeing some delays out there as they work to get that cleared. Also, just hearing about a crash on the north side of Durham on Duke Street around the Roxborough Street intersection. Not seeing big delays there just yet. As we take a look at the live sensor readings for those major approaches into Durham, coming in on 501 from Infinity Road down toward I-85. We're not seeing any delays on that southbound side. And for the moment, at least, all your other major approaches into Durham are clear, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. People in Franklinton are remembering the life of a 19-year-old murdered in January. Nearly 100 people gathered at a church yesterday to honor Hamilton Woods. He was shot on Kerrigan Lane in Youngsville. We spoke with the senior pastor at Michener's Grove Baptist Church about the vigil.
This was very important to the family, to the community, to see the number of people that was out here, to have the support for the family, and also to make sure that the justice take place, is served for this family.
Two teens are charged in Woods' murder, Gavin Miller and Dylan Piper. They're due back in court next month.
Police are working to make an arrest after a shooting on UNC property in Chapel Hill. This happened at about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon at a home on Mason Farm Road. That's near the Dean Dome. The road was closed for several hours yesterday while police investigated. The person who was shot is expected to survive. Police say this was a targeted shooting and there is no threat to the public. They believe they know who the shooter was, but they do not have anyone in custody. And North Carolina is one of several states suing to stop JetBlue and Spirit Airlines from merging. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein signed a lawsuit joining the Justice Department's effort to intervene. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland filed the civil antitrust suit last month, saying the merger would lead to higher fares and fewer available seats.
Local teams from the American Red Cross are helping people in the Midwest after devastating tornadoes hit there over the weekend. This makes 2 weekends in a row the Red Cross has sent volunteers to help after deadly storms. This time, the trail of destruction stretches across at least 7 states, from Iowa to Arkansas and once again in Mississippi. That state has been hit by destructive storms 2 weekends in a row. 15 volunteers from the American Red Cross of Eastern North Carolina are there to help now.
The past 2 weekends have really been devastating to see these communities so heavily impacted by these severe storms. It's been a very active last week for us on the ground, working with our community partners to help address those needs of the community.
North Carolina-based Samaritan's Purse is also responding to this latest outbreak of severe weather.
Yeah, it's just so devastating to see there. Here locally, we are quiet for now. We are going to see some rain move in later on today. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood here with us this morning to show us what the big picture looks like right now.
And it's the system to the south and west, moving out of Mississippi now into Alabama, bringing severe storms there this morning. We expect this to move towards the north and east and just bring us a chance of rain. All the storm energy likely to stay over Georgia and South Carolina today. As we take a look at futurecasts, we're expecting beautiful conditions this morning. I do expect a gorgeous sunrise across your neighborhood. Clouds are going to increase into the lunch hour, and by 3 o'clock, we could see some showers just towards the south and west. That rain is going to spread in for this evening. Expect rain for the evening commute. Likely to see spotty showers as we head into tonight. That rain gradually clearing out by the time we head into tomorrow morning. All should be quiet as we hit the door again on Tuesday morning. Rain chances will be limited on Tuesday and Wednesday, picking up again on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I want to show you the system that will bring rain into the end of the week. It is likely to bring another round of severe storms across the Midwest and the Deep South. Take a look at that. Out of a 1 to 5 scale, there's a level 4 in place for the Midwest, portions of Iowa and Illinois down into Missouri. We're going to watch those areas very closely again because the tornado threat is expected to increase. As that system moves across the Midwest, it is going to bring showers and thunderstorms, some of those severe. But with the front building closer and closer to us, by the time we head into Thursday, the storm chances are going to decrease. It is going to weaken as it moves across North Carolina. Showers picking up on Thursday, continuing into Friday, and with this boundary just towards the south of us, that is going to allow a lot of rain to build in for Saturday. Those rounds continuing into the afternoon with that stationary boundary, we do anticipate drier conditions by Sunday. So Easter Sunday, all should be quiet. We're looking live right now at downtown Raleigh. It's gorgeous. We have a lot of high clouds building in for this morning. We are going to see beautiful conditions for the morning hours. Temperatures are chilly, though, in the 40s, currently 46 degrees in Raleigh and Durham. You'll begin to shed some of those layers, especially around lunchtime. We'll be at 65 by 12. 73 will be our high. And remember, we're going to see some of those showers move in for this evening. A big warm-up is on the way. Highs jumping into the 80s. By Wednesday, we're at 86, but in North Carolina fashion, we're back into the 60s and 50s for the weekend. Brian?
Pete, it is now 6:20, and we're watching a crash on the north side of Durham. Our partners at Waze are reporting this at the intersection of Duke Street and Roxborough Street. We are seeing some delays showing up now on that southbound side heading through that intersection, so allow some extra time through there. Also, just getting word of a hit and run out on the Beltline on 440 eastbound at Wade Avenue. Not seeing any big delays right now, but look out for Raleigh police on the scene out there investigating that crash. And south of Garner, we still have the crash at 1010 Road at Highmore Trail. That is between Crowder and Rand Road. Still seeing some delays on that westbound side of 1010 heading out toward Old Stage Road. Not seeing big backups at this point, but look out for activity as they work to clear that crash.
All right, thank you, Brian. Wrestling fans are still buzzing from WrestleMania, and there could be more major WWE news today. The report of a possible sale of the company and the big merger that could follow.
Also, here, winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The CMT Music Awards branched out from country with a 90s rock flair this year.
Brian Schrader here now with what's trending on our Monday morning, Brian.
Indeed. Country star Carly Pearce joined Gwen Stefani on stage to sing No Doubt's hit, Just a Girl. But that's not all that happened last night. Four of country's biggest female stars teamed up with Alanis Morissette to perform her hit, You Oughta Know.
Okay, I saw this last night. This was absolutely incredible. It was Ingrid Andress, Lainey Wilson, Madeline Edwards, and also Morgan Wade. They were all on stage with her. And it was just, it was so electric, and you could just tell the crowd was going wild. It was amazing.
Crossover some genres there. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we've got country music and we've got professional wrestling for you this morning because we're pulling out all the stops. Perfect. WWE's biggest show of the year, WrestleMania, was this weekend, and Snoop Dogg was there. After taking out host The Miz,
of course he was.
Snoop Dogg paid tribute to The Rock by dropping the people's elbow any minute now on him. You'll see this. Snoop then got the pin and walked away from WrestleMania with a win.
And this is just a complete ad lib, because actually there was this was a choreographed thing. Here's the people's elbow,
ladies and gentlemen. The people's elbow.
Drop it. Yes.
Oh man.
So
wow.
Snoop was just filling in for a guy who's injured. Ever the promoter though.
He's good.
Didn't miss a beat.
He's so funny. Oh my gosh.
Thanks, Brian. That was worth it. All day. I'll be watching that. WWE may also be able to get a new owner right now. Endeavor Group, the parent company of UFC, is in advanced talks to buy WWE from Vince McMahon. People familiar with the matter say the deal could be announced as soon as today. The companies would merge into a new publicly traded company as part of the agreement.
Happening today, Durham City Council members will vote on whether or not to censor one of their own. We're live from City Hall after the city attorney opened an investigation into some allegation. We have the latest.
A man shot and killed by police near a local middle school. What a new 5-day report could reveal.